What we're talking about is late night, early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness, gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connections Tuesday edition. It is the 7th day of March, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I am coming to you from my little beat-up old-fashioned farmhouse over here in France. It's great to be with you today. I'm saying beat-up and broken-down farmhouse because I've been trying to fix broken things all day, which happens when you've got a 300-year-old house that's not been upgraded in about 50 years. So things are breaking all the time around me. And, yeah, no insulation in the roof and no storm windows and, you know, in a wintertime outside. So it's all kinds of stuff breaking. And, yeah, it's challenges. But this is what life throws at you. They throw challenges at you. We've got a big one, of course, in our global situation here. And Eric and I are trying desperately to enlist your help to fight this terrible mess that we're facing. And I got to say, you know, the movement we're trying to form here is floundering a bit, guys. I mean, we need your help to get more people listening to our facts, not to our truth. Because that's a word that people have destroyed, especially in this 9/11 so-called truth movement. It's anything but truthful coming from the people we've been dealing with over time here. So this is a fact movement is what we've got here, and what we're trying to do more than anything else is enlist your efforts, enlist your help by calling on you guys to do stuff. So when we get Eric's going to be up a little while from now, and we're going to talk. You know, it's getting a little hard to get great guests to come in and do the kind of work that we're doing because, you know what, there either aren't a lot of people who really know this much about this subject, and they're out there, but we've got to dig them up, or willing to say on air what they know. So, sadly, I mean, I could go back into my Rolodex and pick up some of my old guests, but I don't think that would be much of an interest to you folks anymore. It's not to me, at least. I don't want to talk to the people. I mean, they're not forwarding any of the facts in most cases. They're not willing to go far enough. I could get Ray McGovern back on here, but he's not going to be willing to say much. And now, of course, we've got other people that are willing to speak, but again, like Karen Katowski and others that really aren't pushing this history further downfield, and she has spoken about what she did know and what she's willing to study and look into. But the rest of it she kind of stays away from or doesn't have knowledge about it. So I'm not pointing a finger at Karen or anybody else or Ray McGovern or all these people because I believe they are making an effort to do what they can do in their realm. But as far as the truth that we've decided upon here on the French Connection through our research, the facts that we've uncovered, we need more. So essentially, it becomes a big challenge for me to find the kinds of people that I think you deserve. Now, there are other things we can talk about, such as the nutritional angle, and that has something that I really want to investigate with you, because these are practical measures we can take as human beings to, you know, add to our longevity and to our health, and even fight off some of the things that these people have coming for us and have planned for us. So these are important issues as well. And I may be able to dig up a couple of people from possibly from NYU. I know some people in the nutrition department over at NYU, and I'm hoping maybe I can get one of them on to talk about some of the stuff that's going on with that. And maybe someone else about planting your own garden again, because my interview with Jerry Gudetti was a wonderful interview. And we can talk about starting to grow some of your own foods again, because I believe that's going to become an important skill once again. And she has done more than anybody I know to help people to start growing their own foods. Now, of course, you know, the food that you get fresh in your grocery store, ladies and gentlemen, is anything but healthful these days. They grow it on the same plot of soil over and over again. And in fact, many cases of it's been generations it's been producing food. And of course, they look perfect because they've had no bugs on them, but that's because they've been sprayed with heavy pesticides. And they look colorful because they've been genetically engineered, or what we call bioengineered, to look that way, color-wise and everything. You know, snap open a tomato, perfectly red, but no taste. I remember tomatoes when I was a kid. They were juicy and sweet. They had a wonderful taste. As I talked to Lorraine Day the other day about the eggs I eat over here in France, I get them from a local farmer who doesn't sell them. He's just got more chickens than he needs, so I buy an extra couple dozen from him every week and a half or so. And they are not like any egg you get in any store in America or even in the big cities of France. They're not mass-produced eggs. They're different. They have a flavor that is almost like a fine wine if you're a connoisseur of great foods. I mean, there are some things that are just not substituted, and great eggs make great cakes. They make great omelets. It makes great everything. But the reason why our food is starting to go stale is there's no minerals in them. Why? The soils that they're bringing these foods up in are mineral depleted. Now that excuse me would not be true if you dug up part of your backyard and planted a nice little patch. In fact, your backyard is probably very mineral rich. Added a little bit of humus in there. I mean, humus. Added a little aeration to your soil and planted some vegetables. You'd have vegetables that taste like nothing you've ever eaten in a grocery store. Important stuff, especially in these times. And I recommend everybody to buy these non-Frankenstein seeds from Jerry. I haven't talked to her in a while, but I know she still sells these seeds that have no genetic modifications to them. And put them in your freezer. You'll need these coming up, I'm thinking. You know, when these folks follow through with what they've got planned, if we don't beat them to the punch, your life's going to have to change. Now, it's up to you how you approach that change. And if they don't do something immediately, there's nothing that you've done on my recommendation that's going to ever be wasted. You know, I think everybody should be growing a garden anyway, just because it's the right thing to do, and it does something for you. It really does. Put your hand in some wonderful dirt sometime and tell me it doesn't make you feel good. Something about doing those kinds of things that brings us joy as human beings. It always has. And so anyway, lots of news out here today, and we're going to be talking about some of those things in a minute with Eric Hufschmidt, who is today's guest. Of course, Eric, as you know, is my partner here in this endeavor. And he's more than that. He's a friend, and he works hard for all of you. You know, I put in a 50-hour a week sometimes trying to do this stuff. And it's not that I don't have anything else to do. I have other responsibilities, including everything else. But I read up on the subjects that we're talking about, and I do my studying here at night. And I spend time preparing. And then, of course, I'm on the phone most of the time trying to rustle up new information and new people for us. So if you spent one-tenth the time on trying to get some of this stuff on chat rooms and message boards and forums, and emailed it to friends and family. Every day, somebody tried to do that. Boy, we would be the biggest thing since sliced bread. So we need you to, we need your help. You know, if you're that busy, 50-hour, 60-hour a week, and you want to still participate, send us 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks. And we have PayPal on there if you want to help get that out, because we're gonna be doing some things with advertising soon. I've got that in my sights as well. Just trying to find a good place to do it. Maybe your Rooknet would be a good place to put an ad up. I think they'd be some good flow there, and people really interested in finding out what's happening in the world. But that being said, that's my little intro for today. I'm going to take a momentary break here. And when we come back from that little break, we're going to have Eric Huffschmidt in part two of today's broadcast. Darrell Bradford Smith, we'll be right back just after this break.
Scotch and soda, but in your eye, baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my, do I feel high? Dry martini, jigger of gin. Oh, what a spell you got me in.